The House Finance Committee today opened hearings on a bill that could lead to the abandonment of the AGEA natural gas pipeline from the North Slope to North American markets. TransCanada Pipeline was awarded the state license to put the project together. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
From the viewpoint of many legislators, problems with the AGEA pipeline arose in the absence of any public disclosure of the results of last year's first marketing offer, called an open season. And the bill on the table now sets a deadline for the administration to determine whether the project is still economically viable. Licensee TransCanada anticipated having some results in December, but there was no legal requirement for that time frame. The measure's sponsor is House Speaker Mike Chenault. He says the public anticipated knowing those open season results before the session began back in January.
The global economic framework AGEA was built on may no longer exist, and that may make AGEA an uneconomic project. And if it is, Mr. Chairman, Alaska needs to know.
Chenault told the Finance Committee that if there is a problem with the AGEA-enabled gas line, the legislature needs to begin looking at its options as quickly as possible. But AGEA supporters say the bill is premature legislation. Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra says TransCanada has done nothing wrong under the terms of either the AGEA statute or the license issued by the state.
The worst thing we can do is breach a contract on the biggest project in the state's future. I think we do it this time, we'll never have a gas line in the state. And walking away from a contract where one party has met all its obligations, I think, is going to do nothing but give us a black eye.
And Representative Guerra, through the chair, this does not breach the contract in our opinion. What it does is it makes the administration come back to the legislature and tell us that this is an economical project.
Guerra argues there are two ways of looking at the bill. Either it's a breach of contract that adds new material to the project, or it does nothing and does not need to be passed. TransCanada, however, sees the bill as an affront. Tony Palmer, the company's vice president, who's been managing the Alaska operation since the first talk of AGEA appeared, says the bill violates his company's licensing agreement. If it passes, it would change the rules.
It raises uncertainty of the state's support for AGEA at a critical time. We are in negotiations with potential customers. We are continuing those negotiations. And it undercuts the efforts to achieve alignment of all parties necessary for a successful project.
Palmer warned also that the bill, again, if it passes, has the effect of adding definitions and timelines that are not in the original gas line law, and that would serve as a warning for future companies that might consider working with Alaska. He describes a lack of certainty.
The real politic of Alaska, and for any party proposing a project in Alaska, for any party looking for certainty on a contract between yourselves and a third party, will look at this piece of legislation as potentially affecting their future.
The bill's future is uncertain at this point. It was only referred to the Finance Committee, and if it is heard anywhere else, it will be on the floor of the House. The Senate has shown no interest in the measure. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.